From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Two Palestinians were killed on Saturday as Israel unleashed a wave of airstrikes against the Gaza Strip, while scores of rockets were fired back from the Hamas-run territory. The Palestinian teenagers, aged 15 and 16, were killed when an Israeli strike hit a building they were near in the west of Gaza City, according to the enclave's health ministry. The ministry said 15 people have been wounded across Gaza. Meanwhile, residents of Sderot in southern Israel fled to shelters as missiles fired from Gaza flew across the sky. The flare-up came after Israeli troops shot and killed two Palestinians, including a teenager, and wounded hundreds of others in border clashes on Friday. Police in Somalia say Somali security forces foiled an attempt attack on the presidential palace in the capital Saturday, killing three suspected insurgents. Six people were dead in all, including a suicide car bomber. The situation has been calmed, according to a police spokesman, and security in the area is being tightened. The attack began when a car bomb detonated near a checkpoint close to the presidential palace after security forces engaged with gunmen. Osman Ali witnessed the blast. He says before the explosion, there were skirmishes between security forces and the attackers, and then we had a great big blast and a huge boom. The blast knocked me down. A second car bomb exploded in the same area shortly afterward. The attack came 1 week after a similar one in the Interior Ministry compound in Mogadishu killed at least nine people. This is VOA News.